You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 54 degrees. KSL's top story. Divers in Baltimore have found the bodies of two workers in the water under the bridge that collapsed. You saw what happened in Baltimore and probably realized, well, that could never happen here. But Utah does have 138 bridges that need repairs.
UDOT oversees all 3,053 bridges across the state. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association lists 75 of those as structurally deficient. To us, that may sound sketchy, but Mitch Shaw with UDOT said it's part of their system to stay ahead of needed repairs, retrofits, or rebuilds.
The bridges that people are driving on are completely safe. If a bridge was at all unsafe, we wouldn't have it open and we would take immediate action to either replace it or fix it.
Shaw said Utah is one of the most robust programs for bridge inspection, and we're nationally recognized for how prepared our bridges are for types of constant traffic we see and in the event of accidents and impact. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The two bodies recovered from yesterday's bridge collapse were found in about 25 feet of water. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the two were found inside a vehicle that fell during the bridge collapse. At a news conference last hour, Maryland Governor Wes Moore said divers have been in the water since early this morning.
We need to bring a sense of closure and comfort to the families, and we take that very seriously.
Moore also saying the economic impact from the bridge collapse and port closure is not just a Maryland problem.
The collapse of the Key Bridge is a global crisis. The national economy and the world's economy depends on the Port of Baltimore. The port handles more cars and more farm equipment than any other port in the country. Last year alone, the port handled $80 billion of foreign cargo, the largest in the country.
Moore today filing an emergency request for federal help. Police in Rockford, Illinois, say four people are dead, five others hospitalized after a stabbing attack during a home invasion. Sheriff Gary Quarona says one of the injured managed to escape the attacker.
A young lady ran from him. She got some stab wounds in their hands and her face. She's currently at a hospital, and she is intubated. She is in serious condition.
And another victim is in critical condition. A suspect is in custody. In breaking news at this hour, a judge recommends that ex-Trump lawyer John Eastman lose his California law license for efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Eastman faces 11 disciplinary charges in a state bar court stemming from his development of a legal strategy to have then-Vice President Mike Pence interfere with the certification of President Biden's victory. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
It's a school nickname some call traditional, others call it straight-up offensive. The Iron County School Board has voted to let the public decide whether Cedar High School should reclaim the name they gave up half a decade ago.
Cedar High School has had the Reds mascot name for 5 years after the school board changed it from Redmond. Now the board is considering changing it back to Redmond. Cheryl Stratton, a CHS graduate, has concerns with the name Reds as defined by the dictionary.
One, a Native American slur. Two, a downer. Three, communism. And we want our kids to be able to define it like that.
But a five-tribe council is adamantly opposed to going back to the Redmond, saying it's a proposal by people who aren't approved to advocate for the council. The board will look into the issue further and hopes to have the public vote later this year. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
A press conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho last night took a turn after hecklers began shouting at the officials. They were holding the news conference to address the recent racial hate crimes against the U of U women's basketball team. Listen.
So this is a press conference?
It's a press with the media, not with the general public.
I'm in the media.
Well, who are you with? Who are you with?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. You're out of order.
And with that, the news conference promptly ended. There was chaos. That voice you heard in the background, far-right personality Dave Riley, who was part of the group that came up with the idea to march through downtown Charlottesville with tiki torches. KSL News Time 5:35. Utah has been issuing fewer building permits over the past year, which means we're going to see fewer new homes going up. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
A new report by real estate online search company Point 2 shows Utah issued 20% less building permits last year than we did in 2022, and that decline happened from Logan to the Wasatch Front all the way to St. George. Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute senior research fellow Dayon Eskich tells me a big reason why is interest rates. He says builders have to jack the prices to make a profit, and since the majority of people can't pay them, they're building less.
Eskich says even if interest rates drop, it could take a couple of years for the situation to improve. KSL News Time 5:36. Let's see if...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.